7, Religion. Preface. The following pages present suggestions that pertain to what a victim of racism, non-white person, should or should not choose to do in the 7th major area of people activity, religion. Each person should choose to speak and or act according to one or more of the suggestions presented, but only if he or she decides to do so. No person should speak and or act according to any suggestion presented herein unless he or she has judged that the suggestion chosen is of current and correct value in helping to eliminate racism, white supremacy, and or in helping to better promote justice. It is important to know and understand that one or more suggestions selected from one major area of people activity should be used in constructive combination with other major areas of people activity. If an individual person chooses to utilize any suggestion presented herein, he or she should do so in a manner and at a specific time and specific place that will produce the most constructive results in the revelation of truth and or the production of justice or correctness. Do not argue about and or speak against any religion except the religion of white supremacy, racism. Be willing to explain to others everything that your religion requires you to do and not do or say and not say as pertains to every area of activity, including economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. When religious matters are presented to you by others, explain your religion to them and ask them to explain their religion to you. Ask them to explain what their religion requires them to do and say and or not do and say in all areas of activity, including economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. Speak and act to oppose the belief that white supremacy, racism, is God's religion or is a part of God's religion. Reasons, explanation. It has been said that God made white people for the purpose of serving God, and God made black people for the purpose of serving white people. This could be true. There is much to indicate that it is true. If true, however, there is much to indicate that the smartest and most powerful white people have chosen not to serve God. There is much to indicate that the smartest and most powerful white people, white supremacists, have chosen to subvert and or replace God. They have apparently chosen to make themselves God. It is unfortunate, non-just, and incorrect for the smartest and most powerful of the people of the known universe to have organized themselves into a race. Not all white people, presumably, are members of a race, but apparently those who are smarter and therefore more powerful do function by choice as race members, white supremacists. They have made racism their religion. They have made racism into the most powerful religion among the people of the known universe and made themselves the god of that religion. To confuse their victims, they have disguised their practice of racism by using the names and titles of many other religions and social concepts. This has helped them to refine their subjugation and abuse of their victims. They have chosen to have non-white people worship them for being white and supreme. They have attempted to make God and white supremacy one and the same. They have done all this for no ultimate purpose than to glorify white supremacy, racism, and to glorify themselves as white supremacists, racists. The basic speech and action of a racist, white supremacist, is only for the purpose of promoting falsehood, non-justice, and incorrectness as the functional foundation for racism, white supremacy. The racists are masterfully skilled in the use of deceit and direct violence. It is reasonable to believe that racism does not serve God. Also, there is no reason to believe that a person can be a racist and serve God at the same time. If racism does not serve the purpose of the Creator, God, then it is the duty of the victims of racism, non-white people, as well as the duty of those white people who are not racists, to speak and act to eliminate racism. It is also the duty of those white persons who are racist to stop being racist. If these duties are performed, conditions will then be better for the Creator's God's purposes to be served. The value of any religion should be determined by how it affects people in the way that they relate to each other, as well as all that is in the universe. People who have great power were given the means and ability to develop that power. If people who have great power use that power to mistreat people, they have, by so doing, destroyed their reason for having that power. It is then the duty of those persons who have been mistreated to persuade those powerful persons to stop misusing that power. It is the duty of the mistreated persons to cause these powerful persons to be separated from their power. In causing this separation from power, it is correct for the mistreated to use correct social force and/or correct counter-violence. The correct purpose for producing, receiving, or sharing knowledge and/or power is to reveal truth and to use truth in a manner that produces justice and correctness in order to produce peace. No people should do other than this. No people should be allowed to do other than this. Remind others that you expect them to practice their religion and that you expect them to do and say whatever their religion requires of them. Remind them also that they can and should expect the same of you in regards to your religion, reasons, explanations. In matters of religion, as in all areas of activity, conflict between victims of racism, non-white people, should be minimized. It is correct to try to talk with people and to make a maximum effort to eliminate all unnecessary conflict and violence and to try to eliminate all ill will. When discussing religious matters with those who are willing, always do the following. 1. State the name and or title of your religion. 2. State and describe everything that your religion requires you to do and not do in each area of activity, including economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. 3. Ask the others to state the names and or titles of their religions and ask them to state and describe to you everything that their religions require that they do and not do in each area of activity, including economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. 4. Remind others that you expect them to practice all of the requirements of their religions and that they should expect you to practice all of the requirements of your religion. Speak and act in such manner that there is no conflict between your religion and your politics. Reason, explanation. To the extent that any religion is in any way involved with people, that religion is political. Politics is nothing more nor nothing less than people relations. Any relationships in any area of activity between one person and any other person is politics. The only way that a religious person can avoid being involved in politics is for that person to not have anything to do with any other person at any time, in any place, in any area of activity, including economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, sex, and/or war. Do not assume that a person who says that he or she is a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, a Buddhist, etc., is one. Do not assume that a person who says that he or she is a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, a Buddhist, etc., is one all of the time. Reasons, explanation. A person who calls him or herself a Christian may or may not be a Christian. A person who calls him or herself a Muslim may or may not be a Muslim all of the time. A person who calls him or herself a Jew may or may not be a Jew most of the time. A person who calls him or herself a Buddhist may or may not be a Buddhist some of the time. A person who calls him or herself a Christian may or may not call him or herself a sinner. He or she may or may not call him or herself a sinner at the same time that he or she calls him or herself a Christian. A white person may or may not call him or herself a Jew. while at the same time he or she may or may not be practicing white supremacy, racism. A non-white person may or may not call him or herself a Jew, while at the same time he or she functions as a victim of white supremacy. A person, any person, may or may not call him or herself a Christian, Jew, Buddhist, Muslim, etc., and at the same time be none of them. A person may call him or herself a Christian at one time, a Jew at another time, and a Muslim at another time. That same person may or may not have been any of them at any time. A non-white person may or may not function as a pluralist some of the time, and may or may not function as a Jew or a Christian at other times. A non-white person may or may not function as a pluralist at the same time that he or she is a victim of racism, but his or her practice of pluralism must be in resistance to racism while subject to racism, white supremacy. In a socio-material system dominated by white supremacist racists, all non-white people are victims of racism regardless of the religion they say that they practice or attempt to practice. White supremacy is a religion. It is an extremely powerful and exclusive religion. It is so powerful and so exclusive that any person white who practices white supremacy, racism, cannot at the same time practice any other religion. White supremacists do, however, use deceit as a basic tool of the religion of racism that they practice. Within the function of white supremacy, this deceit is religious deception. Thus, a white person may oftentimes pretend to be a Christian, a Jew, a Buddhist, etc., while actually practicing the religion of white supremacy, racism. It is therefore difficult and oftentimes dangerous for any non-white person to assume that a person, particularly a white person, is a Buddhist, a Christian, a Jew, a pluralist, etc., simply because that person says that he or she is. It has been proven that many white supremacists, racists, can speak and or act in a manner that leads many of their victims, non-white people, to believe whatever those white supremacists want them to believe. The skilled use of religious titles is one of the most effective methods used by the racists to deceive their victims.